Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. We are calling with Metro Research, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in Philadelphia. To make sure we are talking with people of all ages, may I please know what is the year of your birth?
63.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Nice.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And just to confirm, are you registered to vote in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. When thinking about the direction in which the city is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhoods? Would you rate it as a poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Four.
Thank you, sir. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? Could be homelessness, city services like trash pickup, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, public transportation, corruption in city government, the cost of housing and rent, gun violence, jobs and the economy, crime and public safety, or public school funding. You can select up to three.
Homelessness.
Okay.
And what else?
Could be gun violence, cost of living, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services, public transportation, healthcare, corruption in the city government, jobs in the economy, crime and
Gun
public safety.
violence.
Okay.
Gun violence.
Thank you, sir. And we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Let's just start with your local police officers. How favorable it is from you from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. What about the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel, from 0 to 10? How favorable it is for you?
It's a 10.
Okay. The next one is Governor Josh Shapiro from 0 to 10. How would you rate it?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay? You could use 5, that is neutral.
Yeah, five.
Okay. And what about the Philadelphia Police Department from 0 to 10? How favorable it is for you?
Okay.
Okay. The council member, Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you. Remember, 0 is unfavorable, and 5 could be neutral.
Okay.
Thank you. What about Mayor Cheryl Parker?
I guess it can.
Thank you, sir. And the Philadelphia City Council, from 0 to 10. And the district attorney, Larry Krasner, from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you.
I don't know him.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
a
And the
five.
next one is, it's okay. The next one is the Philadelphia Department of the Streets, from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you.
About a 10.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Oh, okay.
Nathan, do you approve, let's say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
And would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I would strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. There is a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 the level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. Let's start with the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities. From 0 to 10, how satisfied are you about that?
10.
Okay. What about the access to affordable housing? From 0 to 10, how satisfied are you?
0.
Zero. And what about access to public transportation from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the cost of rent from 0 to 10?
What is that again?
The cost of rent.
I understand what you said.
Okay. How satisfied are you with the cost of rent? Or renting prices?
The cost of rent?
Yes, sir.
Zero.
Okay. What about the availability of good paying jobs from 0 to 10? How satisfied are you?
10.
Okay. What about public safety?
0.
Okay. And the condition of roads and infrastructure from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And the quality of education in public schools from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you, sir. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to the last year?
About the same.
Okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
I'm falling behind.
Okay. There is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. Could be paying debt, public transportation, utilities like electricity and internet, healthcare, gas, childcare, education, rent, recreation and entertainment, personal care, or groceries. You can select up to 3. What are the most that concern you the most? I'm sorry.
Do we repeat that question again?
Mm-hmm. There is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. Could be paying debt, public transportation, utility like gas or electricity, healthcare, gas for your vehicle, childcare, education, rent, recreation and entertainment, personal care, or groceries. You can select up to 3 of those services or goods.
Paying utilities.
I'm sorry?
Paying utilities.
Yeah. Paying debt, public transportation, utility like electricity and gas, healthcare, gas, childcare,
yeah.
education. Mm-hmm.
Electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And a childcare.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you, sir. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
I have never seen it yet.
Never. Okay. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount of money, too little or too much, on the police department?
Oh, too little.
Okay. Well, here is a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in immediate future. Please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer. Let's start with declare a public safety emergency in the city. That makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all.
Oh, safer.
Okay, and what about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries? That makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all?
Oh, somewhat safer.
Thank you, sir. And close the open-air drug market in Kensington. That makes you feel much safer, somewhat, little bit, or not at all?
Yeah, somewhat safer.
Okay. What about hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates? That makes you feel much safer, somewhat, little bit, or not at all?
Yeah, somewhat safer.
Okay. What about begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets? That makes you feel much, somewhat safer, little bit, or not at all?
Yes, somewhat safer.
Okay, and aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets. That makes you feel much safer, somewhat, little bit, or not at all?
A little bit.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
I heard she was doing a good job.
Okay. Thank you so much. And as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. Could be get guns off the streets, improve our schools and education, improve the city's infrastructure, remove homelessness, foster small businesses and local jobs, tackle the opioid crisis, support more affordable housing, invest in community development, improve public transportation, hire more police officers, address potholes and graffiti in the neighborhood, or reduce juvenile crime. You can select up to 3.
Get guns off the street. Mm-hmm. Homelessness and affordable housing.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much. There is a list of specific policies that could be included in the Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. Please indicate if you strongly support or strongly oppose. Let's start with provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness. Would you strongly oppose or strongly support?
Strongly oppose.
Yes. Okay.
I strongly don't oppose.
Okay, so it will be support. You can choose support, yeah, a number if you wish from 0 to 10 and how support would be. You can use 5 if you are neutral.
Yeah, I support that.
Okay. Thank you. What about invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk, sweeping, and litter removal from 0 to 10, how support would be? Remember,
support
0
that.
Could be your opposed. Okay. And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. From 0 to 10, how support?
10.
Okay. What about invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets? From 0 to 10, how support it would be?
10.
Thank you, sir. What about keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers? From 0 to 10.
Can you read the question again?
Mm-hmm. What about keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers from 0 to 10?
I still didn't understand.
Oh, okay. Keeping flat taxes for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Oh, flat taxes.
Mm-hmm.
A 10.
Okay, what about add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods with crime? From 0 to 10, how will be supporting?
A 10.
Okay, and provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
10.
And add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents from 0 to 10. How supportive would be?
10.
And invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Thank you so much, sir. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees?
Work from home?
Mm-hmm.
I support that.
Okay, and as you may know, Mayor Parker's plan has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items to enable drug use. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for the needle exchange program?
I support it.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public school open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of the trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in the Philadelphia's public schools?
Support it.
Thank you, sir. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Never.
Thank you, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not as strong.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Rent.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? In heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Thank you, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you, sir. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, my son's 18.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Could be Philadelphia Inquirer, Facebook, Power 99, Fox News, New York Times, Washington Post, local news station, YouTube, Philadelphia Daily News, X or Twitter, CNN, TikTok, or other.
YouTube.
Okay. And the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just an estimated amount, it would be okay.
Income amount?
Yes, sir. Just an estimated, please.
What, a month? In a month?
No, for the year.
For the year? I guess about 10,000, 15,000.
Okay. Well, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Take care, sir.